K for Car, Book 4, Sleepover at Malou's, by Kuard Knudsen. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Kara, favourite colour, light blue. Favourite food, lasagna. Favourite school subject, art. Loves to read. Rose, favourite colour, pink. Favourite food, pizza. Favourite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie, favourite colour, yellow. Favourite food, tortillas. Favourite school subject, music. Loves boys. Snow. It is morning, and Kara's head starts hurting as soon as she wakes up. She squints. It is too light outside, she thinks. Kara's mom opens the door to her room and puts a hand on Kara's forehead. You're not going to school today, she says, as she strokes Kara's hair. You have a high fever. Kara is not listening. She's still looking at the window. First, she thinks it is summer. She tumbles out of bed, confused. She opens the blinds at the window. Outside, she sees a thick layer of snow, glistening in the sun. It must have been snowing all night. But I want to go to school, Kara mumbles. She leans against the windowsill because she feels dizzy and nauseous. We're going sledging at the after-school club. No, you're going to stay at home, Kara's mom says, and walks her back to her bed. Kara sighs and lies down. She closes her eyes and thinks about the club. There is a steep hill behind the playhouse that is fun to ride your sledge on. Last year, she was too scared to sledge all the way from the top, but this year, she's no longer scared. She thinks longingly of her brand new sledge in the shed. Kara falls asleep, and she sleeps all day. When she wakes up, the sun has set. She's thirsty. Her mum brings her a tray. How are you doing, sweetheart? She asks, and touches Kara's warm forehead. Kara sighs and drinks some lemonade. She eats half a buttered roll, and she thinks she feels a little bit better. I want to go to school tomorrow, she says as she finds her phone on the table. We will see, her mom smiles. Rose sent her a text. Why aren't you at school? We're going sledging at the club. Kara goes to the window. The moon has risen, and the snow has been pressed into the pavement. Two girls are walking along with their sledges trailing behind them. Kara can see that it is Julie and Malou. They're coming to see her. Kara rushes down the stairs, but she has to stop. She feels dizzy again. Hey, get back into bed, her dad says from the kitchen. But it's Julie and Malou, Kara yells. The doorbell rings. You cannot play with them today, her dad says, as he opens the door. You are sick. Is Kara home? Julie asks. Kara is behind her dad. She waves at them while her dad explains that she's sick. Ah, Malou screams and takes a step back. I don't want to be infected. I want to go sledging tomorrow, Kara says, and waves again. We will see, her dad says.